In a world where most advertisements are forgotten within days, David Ogilvy created campaigns that endured for decades. His Hathaway man with the eye patch, his Rolls-Royce headline about the electric clock, his Dove soap positioning that's still effective today. What made these advertisements so powerful? Ogilvy's genius wasn't artistic flair, but scientific precision. "I don't view advertising as entertainment or art, but as information," he declares. This philosophy transformed advertising from a creative playground into a results-driven discipline. The difference between effective and ineffective advertising is staggering. One advertisement can sell 1,912 times more than another in the same space. Even worse, poor advertising can actively reduce sales, as Ford and certain beer brands painfully discovered. In the laboratory of consumer behavior, Ogilvy conducted experiments that changed how brands communicate forever. Great advertising begins with exhaustive research. Ogilvy's famous Rolls-Royce headline came after 3 weeks studying technical materials. For Mercedes, engineer interviews led to fact-filled ads that quadrupled U.S. sales. When Shell was struggling, discovering their gasoline contains platform 8 helped reverse their decline. Direct response advertisers measure results precisely, while general advertisers rarely follow suit, though doing so would increase sales efficiency. Testing headlines, copy length, and illustrations reveals what drives consumer action. Every successful campaign needs a big idea, a concept so compelling it makes consumers gasp. These ideas emerge from the unconscious, but only after the conscious mind is thoroughly informed. Ogilvy's Pepperidge Farm horse-drawn van came to him in a dream and appeared in commercials for 27 years. To recognize a big idea, ask, "Did it make me gasp? Do I wish I'd thought of it? Is it unique? Does it fit the strategy? Could it be used for 30 years? The most successful campaigns endure for decades. Hathaway's eye patch, Dove's skin promise, and Marlboro's cowboys. The product itself should be the hero. There are no dull products, Ogilvy insists, only dull writers. Even for parody products with no meaningful differences, you can explain virtues persuasively and differentiate through style. Every advertisement contributes to a brand image that should remain consistent over time." Headlines determine 80% of an advertisement's success. 5 times as many people read headlines as body copy. Without a strong one, you've wasted 90% of your money. Headlines promising benefits or containing news work best. Always include the brand name, or most readers will miss what you're advertising. For visuals, photographs outperform drawings by attracting more readers, appearing more believable, and being better remembered. Show the end result of using your product. Before-after photos fascinate readers and increase sales. Keep illustrations simple with focus on one person. Ogilvy challenges conventional wisdom about copy length. The more facts you tell, the more you sell. Long copy typically outperforms short copy. Lewis Engel's 6,450-word ad for Merrill Lynch generated 10,000 responses from a single New York Times insertion, while Claude Hopkins' text for Schlitz Beer moved them from 5th to 1st in sales. When writing copy, address readers as individuals, not crowds. Write as if sending a personal letter, one human being to another. Queen Victoria noted that Gladstone spoke to her as if addressing a public meeting, while she preferred Disraeli, who spoke to her like a human being. Ogilvy's research identified 10 effective commercial formats: humor, related to product benefit; slice-of-life scenarios; testimonials, especially unscripted; demonstrations; problem-solution formats; talking heads; character-based campaigns; reason-why approaches; product news; and emotional appeals. 3 formats consistently underperform: celebrity testimonials, cartoons, and musical vignettes. For effective execution, show the brand name within 10 seconds, display the package clearly, use close-ups, grab attention immediately, and end with a clear call to action. Research reveals 19 to 40% of viewers misunderstand even well-crafted commercials, making clarity paramount. Direct mail offers measurable advertising, enabling precise tracking and testing of elements like pricing, payment terms, and mailing formats. For print advertisements generating direct orders, headlines are crucial. One headline can generate 5 times the orders of another with identical body copy. Long copy consistently outperforms short copy, especially for expensive items, as it builds confidence and addresses objections. Television has become powerful for direct response. The most effective commercials demonstrate problem-solving capabilities, offer strong guarantees, provide transparent pricing, and include direct calls to action. Commercials during less engaging programs outperform those during popular shows, with viewers watching old movies 40% more likely to respond than those watching high drama shows. Running an agency demands exceptional leadership, salesmanship, stability, courage, drive, and talent for maintaining morale. Everyone in advertising lives with fear. Copywriters worry about generating big ideas, account executives balance agency and client responsibilities, and agency heads fear losing clients or partners. Ogilvy advises, make it fun to work in your agency. Kill grimness with laughter. Encourage exuberance and get rid of sad dogs who spread gloom. Successful leaders are enthusiasts who rally teams around ambitious projects, remain intellectually honest, and listen well. The most difficult talent to find are good copywriters. They typically possess well-furnished minds from diverse reading, exceptional curiosity about human nature, good humor, and passion for advertising. Ironically, the best practitioners often get promoted into management, where they become less valuable to clients than when writing copy. Ogilvy built a remarkable record as a new business collector through methodical targeting of prestigious accounts. Through persistence and proven results, he eventually secured his ambitious target list, building billings that totaled over $3 billion. His new business presentations were distinctive, mixing client and agency personnel rather than having opposing teams, speaking naturally instead of from prepared text, and listening carefully to assess fit. He revolutionized the approach by preemptively addressing potential weaknesses before clients could identify them. For client relationships, Ogilvy approached compensation with dignity, insisting agencies should never haggle over fees, just as lawyers or accountants wouldn't. He innovatively suggested clients demand 5-year contracts, providing security against competitors attempting to poach agencies. Ogilvy's wisdom transcends time because it's built on human psychology, not fleeting trends. His core principles remain relevant today. Research thoroughly, make the product the hero, communicate benefits clearly, test everything possible, and measure results obsessively. He maintained that advertising's purpose is to sell products, not primarily entertain or win awards. These principles derive their power from observable human behavior rather than theory. Ogilvy adjusted his approach based on data, such as when research showed including local city names in headlines improved results or photographs outperformed illustrations. In a profession often captivated by trends and technological innovations, Ogilvy's focus on timeless human motivations provides a steady compass. Whether creating for print, television, or digital platforms, the fundamental challenge remains unchanged. Understand your audience, communicate benefits clearly, and measure results. As he famously stated, "When I write an ad, I don't want you to tell me that you find it creative. I want you to find it so interesting that you buy the product."